Blog Talk Radio.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
People, it's Friday night, it's Carly. Welcome to Daytime After Dark. You know, should I really say Daytime After Drunk? Really, you know, I've been thinking alcohol and the show could go side by side. Maybe I should just go invest in Lower White's Wine Company. I might as well, right? Okay, so tonight we are talking about everything. You know, it's been a crazy week. Everyone, you guys are allowed to rant. You're allowed to say whatever the fuck you want with anything you want to say. I'm at the point where, you know, just rant it up. You know, I just want to have my own rant before I bring on everyone. Okay, two of the sub-magazines out there, and you know who you are, Wizard, from ABC Soaps in Depth and Soap Opera Digest. Both of you need to go back to magazine school or something, because not having John Inger only one page, come on. This guy gave you guys 20 years of great drama. He was a great guy and not even, you know, a whole spread on him. Come on. And what, 2 weeks after the fact? Come on. Almost a month after the fact? Come on. Alright, I'm bringing on my, well, my little troublemaker in style, and you know, and we are both in a better place this week than we were last week. You guys know, fighting with each other. I know the new hospital is making us want to blow our brains out, but really, let's try and be nice to each other this week, even if we all don't agree with everything. So I'm going to bring on Layla Radio. Hello.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
How did you like my rant?
Oh, very classic. Classic Carly.
Yes. Oh, and my other rant, you guys. I'm still in position. We need to get Sam and Carl off to the hospital and Kelly Monaco off Dancing with the Stars because Carly is sick of looking at her and Carly has 70,000 ways to blow her brains out on the show how to get rid of Sam. And I don't care. It, you know, I'm done. I am done. She is not a good actress. She's not good on Dancing with the Stars. And hell, she's not even pretty. I will go that far. Yes. Okay. Yes. Thank you. So we are bringing people on. Silo, you're on.
Hey, everybody. I'm back.
Hey, Silo. We missed you last week, but, you know, maybe last week was the week for you to be gone. Yeah.
Oh, man, I had so much fun. Sorry.
Oh, no.
I was in a great place last week, so.
Hey, that's probably better than the place we were last week. So.
Yeah, probably. Okay, and then I'm bringing on Kathy. I will bring Kathy on first, but Silo called in first, Kathy, so you can't murder me, okay?
That's okay. Hi, Kathy. I beat you out.
That's okay.
Hi, Kathy. Hey, excuse me. I do not want to get the death of Kathy because Kathy usually sides with me. So, like, I don't want Kathy on my fucking ass for it. Okay, and my little troublemaker, who I love, who I find very funny and curious, is on the line.
Hey.
Hey, and 760, you're on the line, too?
Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Tammy.
Samantha. Hi.
Oh, and Dylan, you're on the air, too. You guys, let's try and talk one at a time, and let's try and not get mad at each other this week.
I can do that.
Yes. And Lazon, have you drank? Have you had any wine yet?
Oh, I haven't. I'm having lots of Dr. Pepper.
Okay, that's good. So, how is everyone's week, and how is everyone feeling?
I cried my eyes out with Liz yelling at Jason because I felt it was finally due that she let him have it about Sam.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that is the positive side of that situation.
Yep. I'm not happy.
I'm trying
that
to look at positive in that whole conversation.
I took a lot of positives out, actually, of that conversation, and I wasn't going into it with the mindset that it was going to be positive, but I took plenty out of it.
I don't think last week at the time none of us was taking the positive, and I'm glad it turned out better than what everyone thought.
Well, I pretty much quit watching after that day, but I did watch today the whole episode from beginning to end. I'm sick of the Sam baby shit. I really would prefer Taya keep the kid, honestly.
Yeah, me too.
Well,
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed that that's going to be, like, the end of Jason's storyline for now, is just him finding this kid and giving it back to Sam. Like, it's just sad. Like, that's really what his last weeks are going to look like.
Well, the one thing I took a positive out of is all the talk about paternity. I have yet to hear that this is Jason's baby. I've only heard it's Sam's baby. Has anybody heard them actually say the test showed Jason is daddy?
Well, supposedly yeah. After the second, well, it depends. I mean, if you believe Heather's results, but then again, at this point, it could go either way. It stays Jason and Sam's, or it stays, bottom line is, I have no idea where they're going with this, if anywhere, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and I love you, Stephen, the Wham Room. I love you, Wham. Okay, here's my Wham for the Zay Sam fan. It's over, Steve's gone. Zay Sam is over. You know, get your head around it.
Yep.
Yeah?
Actually, to be honest, I'm no longer worried about Sam's baby. I have other things I'm worried about, and Sam's baby is the least on my list because he's going to get the kid, and then they're going to fade into the woodwork.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You know, I mean, I will always say this. You know what? Who cares about Sam's baby? I'm sorry. Yeah, send me an email. I don't care. You know.
Yeah, I don't care about it.
You know, I wonder if anyone really cared about it besides, you know, Kelly Monaco herself. I mean, you know, but,
I've even been watching Dancing with the Stars when I can, but not, I like to see how everybody's doing, and so far, I don't see her pulling it out to be the winner this time. She's got a lot of good competition against her.
Yep, and we will talk about that. Our correspondent will give us her wrap-up, because I'm not watching it, and if I watch it, I will be in the bathroom all night throwing up. So, in order to save Kobe from that, Kathy's been watching it, and people do not make fun of Kathy's notes, because they are very good, and, you know, I agree with you, Tyler. I don't think she's going to take it this year. I don't.
She's not even close.
You know,
nope.
She
was third from the bottom.
And for the love of God, and what is not, stop telling people who they have to vote for, okay? Stop shoving that down our throat, okay? There are so many fucking people who've been doing that lately. You're not supporting the genre. Okay, wait a moment. Rewind it. Okay, so we have to support the genre and vote for that little slut.
Well, yeah, because Kelly Monaco staying on Dancing with the Stars is going to be the only thing that saves GH. Yeah, why didn't I say
right.
that?
Right.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, but to tell people who they should be voting for, I think that crosses some kind of line. There's, like, people that still watch the Private Practice and Greats and all that is still watching ABC Show the Night. You know, don't give them a whole shit about it because I still watch PP and Greats. But you know what? Telling people who they have to vote for now on Dancing with the Stars, you know, is wrong on every level.
Well, I mean, it's up to us to make our choice. It's a freedom of choice. I just don't listen. I'm like
But like Carly's saying, I mean, don't guilt us into thinking that we're doing something against the genre if we don't vote for it.
Exactly.
Well,
yep. Thank you, Carrie. Yeah.
Because, you know, to be honest, I think she's the worst possible person you could have out front as a, quote, spokesperson or a representative of Jake, if you want my honest opinion.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to support the genre, blah, 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 then to have someone like, you know, Susan Lucy Back, A. Martinez, Cameron, okay? I mean, there was other substars besides who that won fall in that competition, and one person actually did win. too, so you could have had Aiden
on
Yeah.
The only problem I have had about dancing really is that they've had so many of the GH people there. I mean, Tony Geary, I'm like, that isn't what Tony would do on an evening. I'm sorry, that's not Tony Geary.
No,
same with
I couldn't
Becky.
Believe that.
Becky would stay home with her kids if she could. They told them people to be there. It was ridiculous.
I think the only problem I have with that reasoning is that why would Becky get on Twitter and lie? I don't think she would get online. I think she wanted to be there. I just don't think, I don't know about Tony Geary, but I think Becky wanted to be there.
You know what it is with them?
I think I'm over saying that, but I don't think she was going to get on Twitter and lie.
Well, it's not about lying. I think Becky, Tony, and all the rest actually believe this before the spoonful of shit that ABC's feeding them that it's good for GH, so they'll go and do it because it's their jobs.
Fine. But I don't think that they lift their arm and force them to be there.
Well, I mean, force, not in the true sense of the word, but try to guilt them into doing it because it's quite best for the show. Not force by twisting their hand, but shoving them a load of shit down their throat.
Okay, sure, maybe that, but I don't think anyone was told you're going to be there or you're going to lose your job.
No, but they think it's in the best. They've been fed a line of bull crap that it's quote.
Catherine, you know, I love you. Steve dropped off. Call back in. Yeah, I agree with Carrie.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah. I'm sure a memo went out to everybody like we used to get at work that you got to do this, rah-rah, shish-goomba, whatever, you know, I could care less.
I think that's probably true. I just have heard way too many people saying, oh, they probably made them go, and I'm like, oh, come on, they're not going to
in Tony's case, I don't think that they didn't make it per se, but I think they sweetened the pot by saying you can have some extra vacation because of all the people.
But I think Tony's the kind of person that's not going to do something unless he wants to do it. And then just to be on the other side of it, having your face on television is always every actor's dream anyway.
But Tony doesn't like that. Tony could care less. I still can't believe Tony was on there. I still don't believe it.
Yeah. I could neither.
I mean, I'm not saying that I liked it either. I'm just saying that. I don't think they have their arms twisted too hard.
I mean, I think Tony, of all people, but like you said, Nancy, she'll look for any, she's out there, whatever.
Nancy surprised me,
Kirsten Storms, and even Becky, because I believe they actually do think it's best for the show, but Tony was a red flag to me.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he shows up every day for the show. I'm surprised he hasn't retired yet, so.
Right.
And, but, I mean, I love him, but I'm still surprised he hasn't retired.
Oh, we have another call. I think this is Rachel. Hey, Rachel. Hello.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good. And part of the number, you are on mail, too.
Hi, this is Alva.
Hi, Alva.
Everybody's here tonight.
Yeah, welcome to the party. And everyone must call in the last week, so this is good.
It's still early.
Oh, yeah.
Always look on the bright side, Carrie.
Just call me Sonny. Who's going to be my share?
Your share.
I do feel a lot better from a week ago yesterday because I thought we were getting trashed 7 ways to Sunday, so.
Yep. Mhm.
I mean, I still prefer that. I wish he wouldn't have done it, and I wish things were going to turn out differently. But I still, for me, it'll always come back to Steve kind of putting them in a hole.
Mm-hmm.
As far as storyline purposes,
there's
only so much you can do in a month.
You know what? I will say this, and you guys can tell me I'm crazy or bubble, but I will still go. Can you wait until I'm done and call me crazy, please? No, I still think Ron and Frank did not know that Steve Burton was going to, you know, be gone. You know what? In my whole support, I don't think they had any knowledge of what was about to happen.
I mean, I don't either.
They told me another consistency plan. I mean, I'm not being a muffler or anything, but I think they should have had, okay, what if he did leave? What do we do? Without trusting Liz, because, yeah.
It's kind of hard, though, to have a contingency plan. If it was a big player, it would be one thing, but this is Steve Burton. He's tied into everything, and they were in the middle of this major storyline, so it's kind of hard to do that.
When the news broke that Steve was leaving, it was even on Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood. So, in my mind, okay, this didn't become a soap story. It was on a lot of the entertainment stuff. So it was like, it wasn't like a day player leaving or like, and Bradford, I love you. Brandon, I love you. But, it wasn't like if they left or if, that's how I saw it.
Yeah, Max or Milo or somebody like that. Half the time you don't even realize, oh, shoot, you haven't seen Max in X amount of weeks or something like that.
All I gotta say was Milo. Wait. Okay, Milo. Yeah, Milo, take off your clothes anytime. Any time of the day is fine with me.
He did look good.
Yeah, I had no idea he's been hiding that all these years.
I know.
He's a personal trainer. He's a personal
trainer.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he is. That's why he looks
that
good.
Yeah, I know. He works out and stuff.
And he's going to be a daddy for the first time, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but I think it's really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. In the next coming weeks, I think it's going to be interesting. I decide I don't want October 22nd and 23rd to come. So, that's my opinion on it.
Well, then we won't have to look at Jason and Sam anymore, so it might not be too bad.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's all I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I think that's the
silver lining.
The golden lining to the whole thing.
The show
was really good. The show was good.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good. I mean,
I'm enjoying the show. I think the stories that are going on, they're really interesting, and I'm enjoying the show.
I mean, Kelly Sullivan and Rebecca Herbst are saving their bacon right now. They're two acting.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
I want to say, Kelly Sullivan, you're doing a great job, and I don't think Megan could have ever done this as Kate. She is doing such a good job, and, I'm enjoying.
She's fun to watch.
Yeah, but I'm enjoying the storyline. Because, it's interesting in all ways, because in real life, people get raped, and there's a baby that comes out of it. But this whole thing about all of it, her tuning into Connie and all this, it's very interesting this to see where all of this is going.
Mm-hmm. Her acting was so good this week. I mean, she was really great.
Even Trey's improved.
Yep.
Well, I definitely think, to me, they've made him more likable because you can see where his father's manipulated him. He's
Does he fully believe that his mother was raped? We don't know that yet. But maybe he has an inkling that she was, but, I just hope he sees what his father really did was bad, 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 and,
I think he does. Now that he tried to hurt Christina, he really is against Dad now.
Well, I was watching it today, and when Sonny was almost ready to kill him, And Michael's like, Dad, you don't get it. He saved Christina. And,
well, Michael
you know,
was ready to kill him, too, so
yep.
I'm glad
mm-hmm.
they both stopped to listen. Usually they don't.
No, yeah, but, I mean, you know, I can see him from, you know, Sonny and Michael, they just love Christina so much, but I'm glad they stopped and realized, and, you know,
yep.
even I think Tracy is now realizing,
yep.
oh, shit, what did I do? Oh, you know, and did Tracy even know that Scotty was in the whole thing with Jerry? She doesn't realize that either, does she?
Who
no.
does? Joe Jr.?
Yeah.
No, I don't think she knows that. Hell, she didn't even want to believe Dante. She kept saying, Sonny did this and Sonny did that. And I'm like, Dante, can you spit it out?
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, we are done. And, you know, that's what I like about, you know, Dante and Sonny might not have a perfect son and father relationship, but it's turning a corner of the positive way for now, and it's kind of nice to see.
Well, it's nice to see Dante because Dante is a much better cop than most of the PC cops.
True, yeah. Yep.
I thought sure John McVane was going to be a cop, but they do nothing but have him hang around Sam.
I know.
Yep.
That's why, to me, he hasn't translated well, because they've made him too one-dimensional.
Yep. You know, but I still, I mean, I love Stahl being there. I think Stahl was a really good addition. I think Todd is a really good addition.
Oh, yeah, Todd's great.
But Don hasn't, you know, made that transition, like, in my opinion, with that, like Todd and Stahl had, so.
I think that's what Carrie is saying, is that they have stuck him, they done pigeonholed him in a whole
yep.
lot of time to Carrie Sam.
Yep.
See,
yep.
And now he has that job of carrying her.
And,
right.
it never spells good for the person that's doing it, because your character dies.
Right.
Yep.
Yep.
They don't
yep.
have him, you know, integrating really. And the only reason he's integrating with Jason really is just because of Sam. But other than that, I thought he was supposed to be a cop and actually solve some cases, because I thought, oh, geez, this police force needs him. But no, it's just to commiserate with that whore. And yeah,
well,
to believe he's going to leave Liam in Landview and let this, he's got a restraining order on him in Landview. That doesn't make any sense. But he's going to stay in Port Charles and play baby daddy to the lion-ass Khan and her kid. Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. But,
well, I'm not so convinced they're going that route.
Oh, yeah. They are.
Oh, they are.
Oh, really?
That's his only sole, like I said, that's his sole purpose.
Yep.
Which to me is, that's why I said from the beginning it made no sense, because anybody you put her with, she's going to suck the life out of him.
Yeah.
Yep.
And not that he had much to spare, and I love him, don't get me wrong, but
uh-huh.
you know, he's not the most dynamic fellow you'll ever run into.
That is true.
And he's not the most talkative one either.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's okay. Sam gets all the lines anyhow, so...
In lines, I could go somewhere, but I won't.
Oh, no!
Well, yeah.
Bye.
Anyway, I mean, I...
Well, I had, out on Twitter, this girl came on and said they got a, I guess, kind of like a petition out to get rid of John, because I guess they don't think he serves a purpose either.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they did, and I was like, why? I asked the girl why. I think it was Princess, Mob Princess, something. And I was like, well, why do they want to get rid of him? But she never answered.
Hmm. Well, see, yeah. he's not, he has stuff to offer. It's just who he's with.
Right.
Yep.
Because let me tell you something, and I've said this months ago. If he's not going to be with Natalie, fine. I would rather see him with Anna Devane, because the whole Luke and Anna thing creeps me out. I think Anna and he would have some chemistry.
I think
together.
They do too. Yes, I think they had chemistry in their scenes when they've had them. Yeah.
You know,
I think they have chemistry too. I would like that.
I just can't do the Luke and Anna thing. It's gross.
Well, no,
I don't mind. I don't mind Luke and Anna. I don't mind it, but I do like Luke with Tracy.
But, you know, and I was thinking, okay, if you're not going to, you know, and another, I mean, you know, because Taya and Zahn, wasn't Taya and Zahn together for a little bit?
No, they were just friends.
No,
okay,
yeah.
They were, okay.
He was with just about everyone else, but not
really.
No,
I know, that's
really?
Why I'm like, oh, let him go, but no, but no, I just think, yeah, being with Miss Monaco costs you your job to be
It really does, because she doesn't enhance you or do anything for you.
Yeah, I keep thinking my poor husband. Once Steve leaves, okay, God, you're not that mean to me. Do not put Spinelli in every fucking scene with Sam, or I will go LA and do something really bad.
Well, yes, and
I think that's
he has
why
a
they
girlfriend
put him
now.
With Ellie. Yeah,
he's got Ellie.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like her too. Yeah,
Spinelli.
Yep.
Yes.
She seems much more stable than Maxie.
Yep. She does. She totally does,
and she's
quirky
like he is.
Yeah, she's a little out there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, which is, you know, good. Oh, and by the way, I was in the hospital for a second, but I just want to say, Days of a Life, you're going where I think you are with Nicole's baby, I will kill you. Thank you.
Yeah, Kathy told me that earlier, and I just can't believe they're going there.
I cannot believe they are fucking with this.
I don't know what they're doing.
So,
I just know Nicole isn't going to want Daniel to know the baby's gone. I don't know how she's going to stop him from learning, but today, I don't know. I watched the rest of it. I'm not sure. I really.
But what
don't
did they
know.
Do? They're making her go back to induced labor in a couple of days.
In a couple of days.
I think EJ. For some reason, I want to say EJ got wind of it, and he's gonna make her think that baby's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
that's what somebody hypothesized on Soap Talk tonight too.
You could be right, Carrie.
I would not put past that son of a bitch at all.
Everybody was thinking that. Of course, dummy here, me, I never thought that way. Carrie pointed
well,
it out
Well, you
to
know
me.
What? Thank you, Carrie. But,
and she
wasn't
even
what?
Watching.
You know what? I am not the biggest Easy fan. People know that. So if Easy did this, Easy, you need to go somewhere very dark.
Well,
somewhere.
Because think about it. EJ gets into everything. What's to say he didn't have a secret test run on the baby in during of all her tests or something?
Well, he did. The whole thing is they did a paternity test. The test was changed. But EJ wants another test done the minute the baby's born. They all
and
know that's coming up.
There you go.
EJ thinks the baby is his. He definitely thinks the baby is his.
That's why I say, because why would you come back in a couple of days to induce labor? Wouldn't you do it if the baby's supposedly dead? Wait a minute.
Yeah, you know you would do right away.
You wouldn't leave a dead baby.
You would do right away.
Something's
right.
Wrong. Now, did they say the baby had no heartbeat?
They couldn't find a heartbeat. And so
well, then why would you leave a dead baby?
They would do it right away.
That doesn't make sense.
They did an ultrasound, and they said the baby's dead.
Wouldn't do it right away?
Yeah, they would make her go into labor right away.
There you go.
Okay.
That's
what I thought today. I said, they're sending her home. I said, what is this? This
that
is ridiculous.
Then that tells me EJ is involved. They're going to induce the labor. They're going to tell her the baby's dead, and EJ's going to steal the friggin' baby.
And where's he going to put the baby?
Well, he'll have a nanny somewhere, because nobody will think of it. They'll assume the baby's dead. He'll have
right.
it away somewhere. Because didn't he do that to Sammy? Or didn't
yeah,
he do that to...
Yeah. Oh, he
Everybody
needs to
heard
be...
about Vanessa Marcel's nighttime appearance on Hawaii 5-0, right?
It's in
I just
when's
heard
it?
About
When is it, December?
She's filming it now, so I'm sure it'll be probably around December, probably.
Oh, it's a short-term thing?
Well, see, she worked with James Caan in Vegas. So
oh, that's why
said,
they did, yeah.
Oh, I'm working with both cons this time.
No, I really liked it when she was on Vegas, but...
I watched
oh.
Vegas when that was on.
Okay, people, you were right about telling me I watched Grace last week, and PP, and I watched Private Practice first, and Grace, and all I got to say, because Carrie and Kathy and Leighton already, you know, heard my bloody scream that I want to kill all of them. Okay, my take on it, you did not have to do what all you had to do. You broke people's hearts. You killed off people that you should have never killed off. And, you know, having her gonna lose her legs. Oh, really? Really? Sound of mine? Really? Was that a great way to go for your season fucking opener? Sound
see,
of mine,
and I
you.
Didn't see that Arizona's issues were that terrible because she can
okay.
still perform
I mean,
as a doctor.
Okay, I want, I have
I cried
this.
My eyes out over, what's-his-face dying. Oh, my God. I
Mark.
Cried like a baby.
Mark,
yes.
Right. And,
oh
okay, you know what, when I was watching those goodbye, and I'm thinking, you know what, Meredith, you have you have a great way of getting out of the hospital, because I don't know if I could just sit there and, I mean, wait and wait. I mean, I just think it would be hard. I mean, I was watching and I was literally crying. You know, I almost went through a whole Kleenex box. And, you know, because when Private Practice did the last 7 minutes of that, and then I went right on to Grey's Anatomy. And I'm like, God, Carly, you really grunty for punishment, aren't you? You know, and it was just so sad. And I haven't watched this week's yet, but last week's had me crying, had me, oh, God, it was bad. But I want to say the acting was incredible. Incredible.
Oh, yeah.
But did you really have to kill off Mick Steamy? Really? Really? I mean, you know, so, yeah, Colleen Matt is on New Ryan, so, yeah. Yeah. Because,
yeah.
You know, you don't have to kill off people, you know, in my opinion.
Well, he wanted to leave. I mean, when people want to leave, they have to
Wait, he, I didn't think he didn't want, no.
Yeah,
he
didn't Mark
wanna,
didn't want, Mark, what's his face, Dane wanted to leave, yeah.
Eric Dane.
Yeah.
Well, because I went somewhere where, you know, the girl that played
Lexi
wanted to be off the show, and so Sandra Ryan made this decision of killing Mark and Lexi both.
And I actually like that because I don't like the other broad he was going to be with.
No, I like Lexi. I thought that.
I was so happy when Mark told the other woman that, I'm sorry, but Lexi was it for me.
Yeah, when he told her that, I know. Lexi was it.
Yep. You know, I'm excited to watch if on this week I see, you know, the whole plane crash go down and whatever, and you know what.
I still haven't watched the actual plane crash episode. I can't do it.
You mean from last season or from last week?
I could not do it because of the Lexi scenes. I couldn't do it. I was crushed they were doing that to her, and I could not do it. And I still have it on DVR, but I will not watch it. I just can't.
Very sad.
Yep.
It was very sad.
I knew it was going to be, and
I thought... It came unexpected to me. I didn't know they were killing her, and it was very sad to me.
I was upset. Oh,
I remember when Kathy told me, and she's like, you're not going to be in a big mood. Like, why?
I didn't want to tell you.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. You made me tell you.
I made her tell me. I'm like, tell me, damn it. Tell me now. And then she told me and broke my heart. And I'm like, you know, so, but I think Grace and private practice is great writing. But I think
yeah, but what's
going
to happen to private practice too? With what's your face leaving?
They only have 13. They only have 13 weeks. They might be canceled after 13 weeks.
Well,
what's her
face is leaving? The redhead.
Amy Brenneman was on The View this week, and she said they only have 13 episodes
yeah.
in the can,
yeah.
so they're going all out. They're going all the way. Every episode's going to be jam-packed with something because
cool.
they think they're only on for 13 weeks.
You know, I think the struggle with Private Practice, too, I mean, I liked it when Private Practice and Grey's Anatomy was on, right, you know, on the same night. But, you know, I think it's very hard when Kate Wallace, you know, her, you know, they created that spin-off just for her is leaving. I mean,
yeah,
but I like all the other people that are on, so.
Oh, my God, I love the one doctor who's pregnant. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you know what made me so laugh about
yeah.
that? I mean, that was good to have, like, a light horror moment. But she's like,
yep.
you damn swimmers or whatever, you know, yes, we are blue, and now we are having triplets. And I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I love my nighttime
soaps. They're so
because,
yeah.
Well, because I don't know if you were here last week, but we found out what my brother and sister-in-law are having, and they are having another little girl. And my sister-in-law is over the moon, happy. My brother really wanted it, a boy. But he's okay with it. I asked him, he goes, like, so are you going to try again? And I'm like, because statistically, you know, my uncle and my brother both had two girls and then one boy. And he goes, well, I'm trying to talk her into it. You want to help me try and talk her into it? And I look at him. I'm like, you idiot. You don't ask her about, let's have another baby while she's already pregnant, you idiot. That's what I told him. I'm like, that's not good to do. But, you know, for that private practice moment, it was lighthearted and it was good.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I'm going to miss it because I don't see it. I don't see it being back. Oh, and remember everyone, Private Practice, Grey's Anatomy, it won't be on next week.
Oh, yeah,
by
they
the
said
way.
In 2 weeks.
Why? What's next week?
The president debate.
Oh, another
oh,
one?
Again?
Yeah, they are having three.
I think it's Biden.
Yeah, no, oh, okay, maybe
the VPs are getting together.
Yep, and then one on the 16th. And for all those great radio fans out there, Liaison, you said you have a month off of no Glee? Okay. Well, I think.
It's not on until like November 18th now.
Oh, bummer. Something
like that. Yeah, it's because of the baseball playoffs, so they always take off. Like,
Yeah, sports and politics trump everything.
Yeah, well, what was you guys' favorite moment on Z's this week?
I didn't really have one.
I didn't either.
I
did.
I got a lot this week.
Okay, Carrie.
Like,
Carrie, I will go with you.
Since I'm the only one that had a favorite moment.
I had a couple.
I have more than one. Okay, you go.
I'll take it back to Tuesday. I loved the entire dialogue that Liz said out of her mouth, and I read a lot into it. and the things that she was able to say, I thought were great and needed to be said, and
yeah,
and then,
I did too.
And then, of course, you know, and Kelly Sullivan's acting, but mainly what Liz said to him, basically, you know, calling out Sam and basically calling him a deadbeat dad in so many words.
Yeah,
yeah.
I liked that too, but I wish he would have admitted to his feelings or some way. He didn't admit to anything. He didn't really say much. I mean, I'd like to really have his point of view on this because he didn't really.
Right, he just was stone cold.
But someone made a good point to me, though, and it made sense. I talked to someone earlier, and they made a good point, because a lot of people were like, you know, he should have hugged her and this and that. But you know something? Really, in the grand scheme of things, she's admitting to a betrayal, and let's be real here, I don't think he would have hugged her. Just the mere fact that he barely raised his voice to her was a win-win for us.
Right,
yeah.
That's what I thought.
Her performance was out of this part awesome. I mean, I loved when she got to say certain things that she needed to say, like, for a while now. But I don't really mind that he didn't really hug her or anything, but if he would have just said something like, you know, about his feelings for her, or that he understood where she was coming from as far as, like...
Right.
Well, he did in the end.
Well,
he finally said...
Because she made a mistake and that he made a mistake too, but, like, about Sam specifically and what she had done.
Right.
But, he didn't really talk about that part of it. He didn't, you know...
Yeah. I can see that point, too, I mean,
I guess where I was coming from on Friday to when it actually happened, I told her because I expected the worst. So I expected them to, A, trash her, and, B, trash the connection. And actually, it's anything but. And to the point where I've had some folks tell me that, you know, it's good when the JCM fans are pissed off because he wasn't mad enough at her. So that's a bonus.
See, that would have been out of character if he would have, I mean, I could see that was definitely in character for Jason as far as the way he's always treated her. He's always been understanding and soft-spoken with her, and, you know, if it would have been anything else, it would have been crap.
But it could have gone the other way.
Yeah, because he felt he loved Robin, and he treated her like a dog, which all she did was tell the truth.
But also,
so,
Alyssa has always had a different kind of relationship with him, even from Robin. I mean, it's just always been different.
It's different, but if you look at him the way he truly is, he doesn't give second chances, period. So
yeah.
I was really hesitant about the way they wrote it. But coming out of it...
Maybe it was because she came forward so quickly, and it was only like an overnight thing, and, you know, her guilt, and, you know, he understood it.
And I thought it was a stroke of genius that Ron had her say the first thing out of her mouth wasn't even about her, it was about Taya.
Talking about the other mom raised that baby and so on and so forth,
which I thought was... Because that really disarms Jason and anybody else. Because that point wasn't a selfish thing on her part.
True.
So.
Yeah, I mean...
It could have been a whole lot worse. It could have really been a whole lot worse. I was happy that he said, you know, we all make mistakes. People make mistakes. When he said that, I was happy because I was scared. He had that mad look on for a while, and I said, "Uh-oh." I was afraid which way it was going to go, but he didn't. He didn't yell at her, and it was a serious thing she did. I mean, she admitted it very quickly, but it was, you know, it was very serious.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, but I'm glad, you know, that you know, it wasn't like I hate you. I never want to see you again. Bye-bye, and it was nothing like that. So when that happened, I felt like I could breathe again. I'm like, okay, thank you, God.
Yeah, I felt that way, too. I did feel a relief, like, afterwards. Like, oh, thank goodness, like, that kind of a thing. But I also heard that that wasn't their last scene, that they're supposed to have more up until the time that Jason, the story is finished.
I'm a little unsure about that because supposedly she's, quote, in play, but I don't know if that means on the periphery or it means together. I'm a little unsure about what that actually means.
Well, I think it was...
I think we might get one, maybe. Maybe we will get one, and it will be nice, so...
I mean, Jamie had said on Twitter, quote, Liz will be in play, but I don't know what kind of context he's meaning by in play, whether it's directly in play or just on the outskirts or whatever's going on, I don't know.
Well, and you know what? I mean, yeah, oh, Black Numbing, you on there?
Okay,
oh, oh, did you get dropped? Oh, I'm sorry, Alva.
And I cut myself off.
Yeah, well, the upshot of that is I guess we'll find out within a couple of weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
I was glad that it turned out the way it did because I was really pissed.
Yeah.
But, you know, he pulled it through, so.
Yeah, I love it that. Yeah, I love it in a week. Everyone's better. I love that. I was thinking last week, maybe Lisa and I had a show last week. And this coming
well, I mean, we're still not getting our couple. The point I was trying to make was last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Your expectations have to change. As of October 28th, everything we thought had to go right out the window.
Yep, you're right.
So we're still not getting our couple as of now. But
as of now, yeah.
Being that I thought that it was going to be trashed a week ago, burnt to the ground. Well,
yep.
Sure, I'm feeling better, but I'm still pissed that we're not getting what we want. But
well,
but,
you know what? The upside of him leaving quickly is we don't have much more Jason and Sam time.
True.
So they will not be dominating the screen.
Well, they will, but once he's gone, but, I mean, for the next, they will dominate to an extent because of the baby storyline, but that's, I've already accepted that, and I knew as of June 1st when she spit the kid out, we were going to have to deal with it at some point.
I hope she leaves once she gets the kid back.
Mm-hmm.
Where's she going, Shiloh?
Oh, I don't know, but I would love for her to leave just to take her baby somewhere.
She ain't going nowhere. You know it. I know it, and everybody on this phone know it. She's not leaving.
I told you. She is not going
to leave.
When they put up a phone number that we can vote her off GH, then I'll start thinking about that. When I see a 1-800-800 number, get Sam off, then I'll be on that train.
I'll hop on that train, too. But
I will go to
then. You can wish, you can hope, you can do whatever you want. The girl ain't leaving.
I mean, put it this way: if they get me a number and we got 10 shots, I'll go door to door like the best salesman you ever saw. I'll use every phone in my neighborhood.
And Kerry doesn't like to go out.
I'll be an exception. That's one of those. Yeah, I'll get over myself right quick. I'll go borrow everybody's phone in the neighborhood. I'll even put a couple of quarters in the phone booth if they're still around.
Oh, I bought the phone
around.
Book. Oh, no. They are, but I'm just my other pet peeve because my cell phone died last night at the casino, and I had to go use the damn fucking payphone, and it cost 75 cents.
Is that what it cost?
Oh, man, the last time I went to one, it was so filthy, I was afraid to touch it.
I can't find one around here.
Gone to one, and it's been removed. So it's like, anymore, I guess, if you don't have a cell phone, you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and, you know, my dad goes, you want a backup phone? And I'm like, that might be a good idea for me. And Mom's like, okay, the last thing she needs is two phones. Thank you very much. but when it costs 75 cents, I'm like, wait, that's a rip-off. It used to cost like a quarter. Now it goes up 50 cents.
No, it used to cost even a lot less than that.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well,
I'm
older.
We're not talking back when Alexander Graham Bell invented them for buying our own.
All right, Kerry, wipe up. Get off my back.
Thank you, Kerry.
Well, although I do remember a dime, so I guess I can't.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, in all seriousness, I just stop worrying about the bitch, and she's going to be on there. I just can't obsess about her because she drives
true.
Me crazy. She's going to be there.
I mean,
what am I going to do? We didn't get a vote, so.
Yeah, we didn't get a vote. I mean,
there's
you know,
too many
the
other
Trump
good things to not focus on for the likes of her. I mean, because if that was the case, I should have turned out 9 years ago.
True. You know when someone said to me the other day, oh, did you know it was her 9-year anniversary? And I'm like, when someone told me that, I'm like, thank you. You just made me nauseated.
I'm like, who broke a friggin' mirror?
Yeah, I know. Just because I don't, you know, I wasn't keeping track of, like, the years or whatever. So I'm like, okay, thanks for just putting that in my head.
Well, you know why? Because it seems like she's been there 18 years.
Yeah.
That's what I was just going to say. I just want to say, people, I have a violent streak in me. I really believe that now.
We didn't get the clue when you threatened to kill everybody every 3 seconds.
Yeah, fine. You know, some people deserve a die, except you, Carrie. You don't deserve a die. Thank you. But no. Okay, when Carly slapped Johnny, I found myself rewinding, even though, you know, I like Carly and Johnny. I'm like, let's see this again. And then when Star slapped Kate, Connie Weddle, I'm like, let's rewind this again. I'm thinking, why can't it be someone slapping Sam? Why? But, you know, I was, you know, I think the rewind and the fast forward button, whoever invented it, I bet they never have to worry about money ever again.
It is pretty cool.
I mean, you know, oh, and the pause, you know, because I was partly on someone's, I was partly on Spinelli's face one day. I'm like, huh, this pause thing is very cool too. But no, I found this week was like, you know, people getting slapped. So hilarious. I'm like, okay, people, come slap more people. Someone please slap Sam. Please. Did someone just go up and no, we didn't slap her. You know? But
I love when Star did that to Kate. Connie, sorry. Connie. I like that, too. I love Kelly Sullivan right now. I really like Kelly Sullivan. I think she's doing amazing work. I just think she's great. I like Johnny today when he threw the wedding gown at her, when he threw her on the couch. I really feel bad for Johnny right now. Even though, you know how I feel about him, I think what he did was terribly wrong. And I did mourn him with Carly because he's lying to her, and I hate seeing Carly hurt. But I feel bad for him in the situation with Connie. I do.
Well, yeah, he's kind of pretty much screwed himself up by...
Yeah, but I loved it when Carly goes, you made a fool out of me. Slap! And I'm like, oh.
And the sad part is he really loves Carly.
I think he
been able to tell her the truth, and Carly would have been able to understand. Because it's Carly. Mm-hmm. I think,
right. He should have told her the real story.
If he told her what really happened... Carly has made mistakes before.
I'm not saying
it's the same mistake, but I think she would have said, okay, that was bad that you did it, but I don't see her walking out of his life. She might have been pissed off for a couple of days, but I don't think she would feel as betrayed as she's feeling right now.
Yeah, because she tried to kill Tony Jones. I think she would have, like you said, may have said, oh, my God. But I think she would have come around and said, hey, okay, well, you know, hey, I got skeletons in my closet, too, that's not so pretty.
She would have understood. The whole point is he would
have
to go to jail.
Yeah, but the only thing is, remember, the only thing I'll say is she would have understood, but she did ask, he asked for her forgiveness when they got back together, and he promised to put all the cards on the table, and he didn't.
Well, that's why we said he should have told her. That's why he should have told her. When she said that to him, he should have said, he should have come clean with her.
Oh, you mean back when they were getting back together?
Carly wouldn't have told. She wouldn't have told.
I don't think Carly would have told.
That's a good point.
You're right. She probably wouldn't have.
I agree with you. She probably wouldn't have. Because he didn't intend to, but nonetheless he did, but it wasn't intentional, but still.
I mean, and you know what I thought was funny, but not funny, but in a way, when Sonny was beating the shit out of him, and everyone had, like, grab him, and I'm like, okay, this was going to be a wedding. Now it's going to become some in voodoo. Okay.
It has been
it's a typical PC wedding.
I think there's been some good scenes. I think Maurice Bernard's done some good work in this whole thing since the wedding.
Yeah. Oh,
with
yeah.
Christina at the police station. I think Maurice has done some good work.
You know,
I
like,
love seeing him. I love seeing
you
him
know,
doing some good.
Where he's just holding on to Kate. He's just got her, like, in a bear hug, trying not to let her go. Oh,
yeah. And when he said to Christina, said, this is all my fault, whatever, and he was just, you know, he didn't lecture her. He didn't whatever. He just hugged her. And this, you know, when Alexis and Sonny were looking at each other, and Alexis had, like, see, you can be a good father look in your eyes. I mean,
yeah.
Was,
and
like,
I love Alexis. Alexis and Sonny right now as co-parents, I think that's really working.
Right.
Yeah, it
yeah.
is. I love
yeah.
their mm-hmm. scenes together. I think I love it. I
and,
think
you know, even though... Even though, you know, I might not like Molly, like, all the time, but at least with Sonny, with Dad, too, he does include her in their little family, too, because, you know, Rick's not in the picture.
You know what the best part of Molly is these days?
She's not
on
the
thank you. Yes.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes, you got it.
But, I mean, this is the time when I think, I mean, I don't remember if it goes to regular high school or whatever, but, you know, I'm enjoying not seeing her on screen.
I hope she's taking extra courses and classes.
Yeah. Is she in college yet, for real?
Oh, yeah. But no, I mean, but you know, I am liking this new Christina Bell. She's doing better and better, and you know, I will just go and follow and saying, you know what, I think she's better than Lexi.
How did I know you were gonna say that?
She's. Oh, she's got some good times, but she got some awful times, though.
Thank you. Real awful times.
I
thought she was taking
really...
lessons from her whorish sister. She got some bad, awful times.
All right.
I liked Lexi. I mean, I thought Lexi was a good actress. I liked Lexi.
Yeah, but Lexi Ames was one of the NLBNL the actress that is so the best actress of all generation. That's all I was saying.
Are you sure?
Well,
I'm positive.
That, you know, speaking of people and actresses, when Sam gets her baby back, we're all going to have to use our rewind button and look really hard for that emotion.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Seeing that woman on screen once is more than... way too much for me.
Mm-hmm. That's why there's a handy thing called a fast forward button, and I use it because
I'm
not looking at
I
her.
I know, but I don't watch it that way. I put myself through the torture.
Well, yeah,
I don't.
Well, unless I have wine and it doesn't bug me in that. But if I don't have my wine, Sam gains fast forward.
All the grapes in Laura Wright's vineyard couldn't make me be drunk enough to watch that bitch.
You know, I'm like, I mean, even when that bitch is in scene with my husband, I'm like, okay, I love your husband, but you know what? You are on screen with someone that you soon be on screen with. You game pass forward right now.
That's now that you remind me, that's the only time I watched her was when Becky went and had the scene with her. I had to suffer through it. I'm like, oh God, make it stop. Although I thought she was gonna stop pulling. At first, she started pulling attitude with Liz. I'm like, bitch, don't go there.
I know. I'm like, you fucking, you know, because I just want the slapper so bad that it's killing me. I'm like. Slap, slap, slap. Slap.
I don't know. I, like I said, when Liz said Sam watched our baby get kidnapped, I'm thinking to myself, there's got to be a reason for that. I just hope that it plays down the road somewhere because...
Yeah?
Yes.
That would be good.
Because remember Colavaldi? Remember Colavaldi, this doesn't say things, you know. Yeah, that's what I mean. Thank you, Lisa.
No problem.
Because yeah, I'm like, yeah, I mean,
how many grapes have you had?
You're so really nice, Kale. Kale, you know what? You are going to know. I can never put you on the mute button, see? Yeah, I put to that, but I could never do it. Oh, Rainbow Radio is back. Oh.
Cut me off.
Kale.
All of a sudden hung up on me. I'm sorry.
Blog Talk needs to be, stop being a bad Blog Talk.
I knew you didn't do it on purpose, Carly. I was like, fucking Blog Talk. There we go again.
Yeah, it's been having a lot of problems with the trying to get the speaker to work. Yeah. And
did anybody read the article from what Jeannie did with Michael Fairman about Y&R?
No, I didn't.
No, I haven't yet.
Did you read it, Carrie?
What's that?
Did you read it?
No, I didn't read it, but I thought someone told me. Did she take a shot at Y&R?
Kind of in
I think what part of it, what she said, I didn't read it all, but I read just a little bit of the thing, and she was saying that Jill Farron Health came over there, and she wants to get rid of all all the vets.
And you know what? And I went into Buffett. That stone does mean people.
But I mean, I don't understand. You know, I don't understand their way of thinking. You have to have older people with younger people. Younger people just didn't produce themselves.
No, I don't
themselves.
Think she's gonna.
I don't think she's
gonna get rid of the older.
Well, she already
people.
Started though. I mean,
she has already started.
No. Genevieve was not a long-term character there.
They don't know.
So there's a lot of them, like Debbie Morgan is a fairly recent transplant.
So,
They just signed Victor, which I didn't think they
would.
Well,
of course, if they got rid of Victor, and you can just kiss the show, probably goodbye.
Yeah, you can
just
say goodbye.
Note.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, some she's probably going to have to keep, but she got rid of some good actors. That's what I'm saying.
And you know what, Dan? You know, there was no reason in hell to get rid of Abby. I'm sorry. I love her. You know what? Dear Phil and Phillips, you need to go somewhere off soaps and stop screwing around with them because.
Well, you know what it is, too? Let's just say, whether it's vets or young people. The bottom line is she's going over there as a newbie, and those people that have been there for years, all they know is these people are starting to get thrown out the window. That can't be too secure of a work environment when you turn around and every third day someone's getting the boot, whether it's young or old. That can't set a good morale for the company.
You know, I'm sorry. I believe their fans got rid of Jenny because, really, they're de-aged into accidents. And
they have a history. They have a history.
Yeah, she didn't like Jenny from General Hospital.
Right.
Exactly. So you cannot say that filing wasn't personal. I look at it like, oh, you bitch.
And Jenny's been doing a great job on there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
sure she has.
She's excellent. I mean.
But they really have not had her on all that much, even before Jill Farron came on.
Yeah, I just think it might be coincidence. I just think for Jill Farron Phelps' part, it doesn't look good that she comes over there and all this upheaval.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, Genevieve.
Well, you have to understand, a lot of people were having huge problems. Their ratings dropped like a rock and have been dropping with Maria Bell.
Yeah, but they're still holding in the fours, though.
Yeah, and you know what?
Yeah, but I think once they're done doing the sweeps, they're pretty much done with what they've already announced. So, I mean, right now, they're not firing any more people, just the ones they've already announced.
Really?
And they're not.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I do not believe that. I feel like this is going to do another couple handful of filing just because she
well,
gets a kick out of it?
Well, that's not what the guy said that's working with her, the writer. So
well,
I don't
yeah,
know.
But, yeah, but you know what? What does he know? Because look,
yeah.
look at the just like she tried to take the credit for Becky getting her job back. It's like, bitch, if you had that much power, you would have never had a fight in the first place.
Exactly. When it comes to this bitch, feel, feel, and feel, I'm sorry, I don't buy anything she sells, and I don't trust her, and we saw what a mess she made at the 8th,
well,
and she's going over there and being, oh, let's get one of you, you, I'm sorry, it's unacceptable. You know,
well,
maybe
I know, but I see it a little differently since these people were not long-term characters.
Yeah, but well, how do we know that though? They could have been long term.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we don't know.
No, they were revamping the whole show because it's tanked so badly.
But I'm just saying, for the people that are over there, whether they're long term or not, it looks bad that when the new people come in, there's this glutton, there's a mass exodus out the door. It looks bad for the people that are left there saying, "What the hell is going on?"
Exactly. Oh, am I going to be next?
I don't
That's
think they're too worried because they saved Kane and Lily. They saved Lily. Everybody's ecstatic.
Because you know what? They were going to get heat for that one. They did not want another Rebecca Hopes tuning into that, and that was going to be tuned into that.
Well, not
and
only
so,
that. Not only that, she was still in negotiations. I don't think it ever got to the point where she was actually leaving, did it? They was technically still in negotiations.
No,
oh, so
she was
now,
released.
Official?
She was released, and then they brought it back.
Oh.
No, she was,
yeah.
was still.
Yes, she was.
Yeah,
no.
I think
she
was
she,
released.
Yes.
Yeah, because
she
they
was
were saying
released.
That she was out.
Yes.
I have to go back and look, because I remember, but I don't. But in any case, I'm just saying, Jill Farrah Phelps comes with a reputation of being a soap killer, and then. Long term or not, you see people going out the door. It can't do good for the people that are left behind saying, "What the hell?"
What about
I don't trust anything she says.
What's the story with Abby? Are they replacing her? Or are they getting
her?
Oh,
no,
yes.
They just fired
yeah.
her. They just fired her because Phelps fucking wanted to, and whatever Phelps wants, Phelps gets.
I really like Abby. I like the character.
But are they recasting
her? I love Abby. That's why
they're
I'm mad.
They're recasting her. Yes.
Why?
Oh. Why? There was no need to.
I think just like they were going to recast Lily, they wanted to bring Victoria Rowell back. But then they
yeah.
had to pull
yeah, wait
back.
Wait a minute.
What's her face so bad?
Wait a minute. One has nothing to do with the other.
One had nothing to do with that.
This is what I'm saying. If they're going to bring Victoria Rowell, how do you say her name? Christelle was her original daughter as a teenager. That's who they came back with. So why would Victoria Rowell have anything to do with the character of recasting Lily? That's what I'm saying. It makes no sense.
It makes no sense, and it makes no sense whatsoever. We cast Abby, we cast Summer.
Yeah, I don't
we
get
cast
the Abby
Noah.
Thing. I don't get the Abby thing. I like
Thank
her.
You, Kathy.
I mean, Summer, I don't think I care. She wasn't on that long, so maybe they just didn't like her or whatever. But the Abby thing, in other words, I never get the concept. In other words, unless a person like Billy Mill is leaving, I guess, on his own accord, right?
Yes.
Is that, if they want to recast him, that's different because he's choosing to leave. But I never got the concept of firing someone only to put someone in their place again.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Well, it's because they want different people. They want to use older characters.
Well, not really, though, because if someone's a certain age,
yeah,
like another
with Ricky dying, Eden, or whatever her name is, the long brown-haired girl, she's
Eden.
Leaving.
Why is she leaving?
Huh?
Why is Eden leaving?
Eden
because they really
mean?
Don't need her anymore.
Well, she's left before. That's Michael's sister. She's left before.
Yeah, but Abby, but if they age Abby more enough, you're going to make her Victorian next age? Come on, and they'll go 10 years apart. Come on, that makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, I mean, all I'm telling you is what I'm hearing. I personally like the show okay, and I don't see any reason that Genevieve needs to be there, Debbie Morgan needs to be there, although I do like Debbie and Kristoff together. I really like that combo.
Well, I
but
think,
I think
Jeannie,
that Gloria's coming back for Kristoff.
Well, I haven't seen that anywhere. Where have you seen that? Because I haven't.
Because
I love her. I haven't seen that anywhere.
No, me either.
It was in one of the online Meg's soap things.
that means it's going to be true, yeah.
Well, I don't know
if it's going to be true.
I mean,
I
it's an insulting
what
it's
I heard.
Is.
Because I will love her if she comes back, but I haven't seen that, but I love her.
Well, and you love her, but other people hate her. I mean, that's going to always be part
people
of
it. People hate Drusilla?
I remember when she was on there the last time. They had really good chemistry.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's people out there that don't
want her. I'm sure, but on the whole, I never really remember too much.
They probably want to keep Debbie Morgan with Kristoff.
No.
I don't care.
The opposite. The reason, I'll tell you, one of the reasons Neil's never been able to have a pairing is because of his relationship with Drew. It's a hard...
Mm-hmm.
That's like the gold standard for him, that once you saw Drew and Neil, it's hard to...
That
even
was
she's,
it.
And then, cause he,
well, then
because,
for that, you guys will be happy, because if they do bring her back... Now, maybe that all got canned since they had to keep Lily.
But that doesn't make sense.
That did not make sense at all.
Well, I'm trying to figure out why.
Lily can't have a sexual relationship with her dad. So why would that even interfere with it?
No. I think the intent was to age Lily because she looks significantly younger than her husband.
I don't even think that she actually looks that much younger.
No, I don't
either.
Oh,
I think she does, but that's just my personal opinion.
I don't care. I mean,
the thing is, let's get real. That happens in real life. One person looks absolutely younger than their mate.
Yeah, but you
what's
don't
wrong
so
with
far.
That? What's wrong with that?
Well, let's think But wait a minute. Let's put looks aside. Lily's what, in her late 20s? What's her age supposed to be, her late 20s?
I don't think she looks that much younger than Kane. I don't think so.
And I only think there's maybe an 8 or 9 year difference, maybe top, something like that.
And remember,
Lily, you know, I mean, and what's the difference? Because Lily is not really near anyway, so why would I even know?
When I see them, I don't think age difference.
But I'm still trying to figure out the correlation between Lily and her mom, Drusilla, coming back.
Think they were planning on bringing her as her mom.
Well, no, of course that's what they'd bring her as. Who would they bring her as?
Yeah.
They could bring her as someone new.
No, they would not. If she was going to come back, it would be Drusilla. That would never work.
Sarah
Brown came back as a different character.
And a
lot of people did not buy it.
Well, I know, but it happens. Jeez, you guys are like, that can happen.
No, but what I'm saying
anything
is...
Anything can happen in
No,
soap.
But what I'm saying is, if they bring her back, obviously it's to be in Neil's orbit, too. And she's... Sarah Brown, I don't think, is the how do I put this? Sarah Brown, to her role, is not what Victoria Rowell was
to her.
To Drusilla.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Yeah.
And plus, and from what I hear, Sharon's been mentioning her. Yeah, that's another thing. Sharon needs a friend right about now. And Neil could use her.
Sharon needs a good freaking attorney.
If they're going to bring her.
I am real sorry
She's
for
getting
her
ready
all.
To go to prison.
Oh, good. Good, slam the jail doors and don't let that bitch out.
Oh no,
she's
gonna
go to prison.
Okay, Kathy, let me dream of her going.
She's gonna get out of it
because she's nuts. She's probably insane. She needs help.
They already institutionalized her and released her for being insane.
Well, they'll have to do it again because she obviously had a relapse. It happens.
Yeah, all sorts of things happen.
The problem is she's been caught up with too many Newmans and they fucked her up.
Exactly. That's lame. Yep.
It's true. From Nick to
the
brother.
Well, they changed her character a lot, from what I understand.
Oh,
I
believe
didn't watch
me.
When she
like
was.
I said, Young and the Restless did Sharon worse than GH ever did Elizabeth. Let me just tell you that.
That's well, you'd never know it because everybody's up in arms about the new people now. So I don't know.
No,
what
this
was good,
this,
what was bad.
Well, this isn't Sharon Newman, trust me.
It isn't. I used to love Sharon, and now it's like you can't even recognize the character.
I know. I mean,
I really didn't know her, so I'm
she was basically a naive good girl that came to town, and that was that. And then, she got with Nick, blah, blah, blah. She's never been the same after her daughter died.
You know, I'm beginning to think Nick is just a man whore, period. That's all his use is.
I want him with Avery.
What?
I want him with me.
No.
I want him with Avery. I want him to say...
That's
freaking
wrong.
I'm going to swear. I want him to say, fuck you, fellas. See you later. I want him with Avery.
Oh, my God.
Well, she was a throw-in today, so,
Yeah, I almost died. I've been thinking this for the longest time about him and Avery because I was trying to figure out.
Oh, okay. You know what? No.
Who Nick can be with.
No.
Because he's too good for Phyllis. He's way too good for Phyllis.
Oh my God.
And I was trying to think of someone who we could be with.
I don't like
thinking
Phyllis
Avery.
Either. I agree.
Well, no, she's lying to him and she's doing all these things.
Oh my God,
today,
I'm on the ride.
Today she went and screwed Ron.
I'm on the ride.
Today
every time someone lies, Kathy,
she's having
you
with somebody
you
else. Carly, that's
the door on them.
Carly, that's cheating on her husband. Okay, guys.
I am not saying it's why does he see me on Nick, but come on, everyone sees on their mate on a soap opera.
Look, I'm
just
saying,
I
always look at her as a homewrecker. She wrecked two relationships, and that's well out. She ruined Danny and Cricket, and she ruined Sharon and Nick's marriage. I don't hate her. I don't hate Michelle Stafford, but I've always looked at Phyllis as a homewrecker, and I will always. Their child died in a drunk driving accident with her son, and she kind of seduced him. I'm sorry.
I never looked at that relationship that way at all.
See, for a while, I thought she was
Phyllis
okay, and I'm
always
serious.
Phyllis has always been conniving and dirty.
I love her. I love her duty, sexy,
I don't like all the things she's
Phyllis.
Done lately. I can't believe the things she's done lately. The lies,
You know why? If I could get away with what she's doing, more power to I'd say
she's
go for it.
She's not getting away with it. She's hurting her kids.
Okay, you know what? People do that. Okay, you know what?
Let me just put it this way. Phyllis had a kid. Danny claimed, she told Danny Romolotti the kid was hers, okay? It comes out that he's not biologically the father. But Danny still won custody from her.
Okay, so?
She's not a good person if they even gave her baby to somebody else.
That was not the biological father.
I'm sorry, love this. I think
you
she's
love her,
great.
That's fine.
And I don't look at her like a homewrecker.
Should we talk about B&B now?
The thing is, I mean, that is something, though. When she lied about the kid's paternity and Danny had him for years and years and years, then, I've always been a Nick and Sharon person. But even still, I can separate the two. I've always looked at her as a conniving type of person.
Today she went and screwed. She was fooling around with Ronan. I'm like, I can't believe she's doing this to Nick.
I can't keep track of Nick and Phyllis.
And you know what? I mean,
I wouldn't even cry.
I'm gonna tell you something. Karma on him because he screwed around on Sharon three times with the same fucking person.
Well, I'm not feeling bad for him. I'm just. He's done things too. I'm sure he has. But I just think they should make a clean break of it. The two of them.
Yep.
She keeps lying to him.
Yep.
Let's break them up. I mean, let them go.
They just got married. Why did he remarry him and doing this?
I don't know why he asked her.
That is really bad. She should have let him go.
Right.
I disagree because, you know, Nick and Phyllis are one of those couples I love. I love to watch. I love to see when they both screw up with each other. I love it when they get back together. I love it also. I mean, you know, who's sleeping with Roland the way I look at it? Okay, she had a very nice Roland. He was a very good-looking man. So I'm not going to say what she did was wrong.
But you're not supposed to do that when you marry, correct? Is she married to Nick?
I know!
Yeah.
I understand that, but I'm just saying,
why get married and you want to do those kind of things?
Exactly. I mean, I don't fault her for it, but don't make a commitment.
She can screw whoever she want to screw.
Nick and her are separated.
Oh,
right now.
Yeah, but it's okay when Nick and Pierce was married and Nick was sleeping with Sharon. That was okay.
Nick wanted to leave with her sister today. I mean, everybody's a whore on these shows.
Well, Nick did.
You know, to a certain extent.
And I never thought they had anything going on, and I've been wishing that he would be with her. I like Nick
that
and Avery.
That is sick. Okay,
I'm on the Nick and Avery bandwagon. Yelling
well,
me.
I have to kill Avery often because Avery should not even go near her sister's husband.
She said
that is sick. That
she
is
didn't.
Wrong.
She didn't. She told Nick to go be with his wife,
and he came to their home and turned away
because she's still a little interested in Michael Baldwin. A married guy. She's a little still hung up on Michael.
No, she's actually screwing Ronan now.
I'm saying Avery is still stuck on Michael a little. So, of course it's going to
happen. I don't see that.
Oh, I do.
No.
I do.
No.
I do.
No.
Hey, well, Based on radio, you're going to have your turn in 3 minutes. Why don't you leave me from this conversation, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Good.
Hey, but you know something? But at least we got to talk about the other three shows for a change.
Yeah.
Well, we hardly got to talk about B&B.
Well, that's the next. But I mean the other
that's
one.
That's the next week, though.
No.
Next week for B&B.
Well, we better quit talking about soaps, period.
I can sum up B&B in a minute. Rich Taylor Brooke, William Hope Stephanie, okay, goodbye.
That's it.
We don't know if Riz is ever coming back. We don't know if he's going to be dead or what. I mean,
they're
going to
bring someone new in.
Well, but when is Catherine Lane back?
I have no clue. I haven't missed her yet. So.
I missed Book.
Wasn't she on today?
I didn't get to watch
today's yet.
She was on today.
Oh, okay. Cool. Good. Now I'm happy.
I'm just
now
glad
I'm...
that Liam and Steffi are connecting again.
So, okay, well, is everyone going to head over to Liaison Radio?
Yep.
Okay, so you guys are next week, and see you guys on Liaison Radio.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Bye. 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 Bye.